Okay, so it's very hard to get two Jews to agree about anything. Now try getting 10 Jews around the table deciding when to bench. Not easy. So we started talking about last week and other weeks. Let's say you have 10 people sitting around the room. You have right here about 10 people right here, almost, yeah, perfect. If you're sitting around the room and 5 want a bench, 6 want a bench, 8 want a bench, how do you do the Zim? So very simply put, Halacha has, I guess, figured out and, you know, preempted the thought that Jews don't agree. So the Halacha is very simple. You just make a Zimun. Whoever wants to bench, benches. And then the rest, they answer, and then they could go back to eating. But I'm going to show you today, this is not very simple. As nothing, if you once you look into things, it's not very clear. So now my question is, now, well, we'll back up also. Usually, if you don't want to bench at that point, what do you want to do instead?
Eat.
You're a nice guy. You want to answer. He wants to eat. So Sean's like, okay, look, you want a bench? I'll do you a favor. I'm a nice guy. You know, I'm very, 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 you know, big Baal Chesed. Make your Zimun. I'll answer. And I'm going back to eat. And then you have you who are leading the Zimun, and you like to bench with Kavana, Mr. Gutterman. So you start benching the Zimun, and you go, Baruch, Atah, Hashem. You start benching. And he's sitting there with a sandwich in his hand, salivating for the next bite, and he's waiting for you. You think it's a joke, I'm making it a little bit elaborate, but usually does he have to wait the extra 2 minutes or minute or so for you to finish? Or can you say, Rabbi San Rech, he says it quickly, and you could go back and eating, and you could go benching, everything's fine. What's the answer? Does he have to wait, or does he not have to wait? No?
Have to wait.
Have to wait? Could go right after you finish the Zeman, he could go right back to eating, or does he have to wait for you to say the first paragraph? Or anything. Says the Gemara, Ad Eichon Birchas Hazimun. How long is Birchas Hazimun? Rav Nachman Amar, Ad Nevarich. Until Nevarich, meaning the end of Zimun. Rav Sheshes Amar, Ad Hazon. Until the end of the first Bracha. So now you have a Machlokas in the Gemara, similar, discussing our same issue. Because otherwise, who cares? If someone's not going back and eating, why does it make a difference when how long the Zimun is? Everyone's benching anyway. Who cares? This Gemara is in the context. If someone wants to go back and eat, is he allowed to do so? Says Shulchan Aruch, how do we paskin? Eino tzarech lahafsik. Shalom doesn't have to wait. El ad shiomer baruch shechanu mishalo v'chozer v'gomer sudaso b'lo bracha b'tchila. He just needs to wait for the Zeman, for you to lead your Zeman. 10 seconds, 12 seconds, 15, 20 seconds. He doesn't have to wait for you to do all your kavanas for the first paragraph and sing the song, Baruch Ata, right? You think it's a joke. What do you think I do every Shabbos in my house? So it takes an extra 20 seconds. You know, and I forgot. It was down, we went to my parents' house last Shabbos. And I forgot how much kavana my father does benching. So he sings. You know, I know how to do the singing now already. I can fly through the singing. I've moved the tune a lot quicker. My father sings out loud, it's with kavana. So then it's a lot slower. So if you sing it all out, the benching could take 5-7 minutes. I'm saying it's a very, even longer. It's a whole process. Does he have to wait? Says Shulchan Aruch, he doesn't have to wait at all. Zeman, that's it. He goes back to eating. Says the Ramah, V'yeshomrim, no, some say, Shetzarech lahafsik ad shiomer hazonis hakol v'chein nohagen. So for if you're Ashkenaz, which looks like the majority, if not everyone in this room, then you need to wait until the end of the first paragraph in order for him to go back to eating. That is step one. Very easy. You had a group of three, let's say, or one person wants to go back to eating, two on a bench, two do the Zeman, one answers, he waits until the end of the first paragraph of benching, and everything is great. Now comes a trickier question. We move on to the next level. You have 10 people, and now you have a silent minority over here, but they're a strong minority. You have 6 people want a bench and 4 don't. Or you want 7 want a bench and 3 don't. Emphasis on the 3 or 4 in the other group. There's at least a Zeman there by themselves. Okay? So, majority rules. They make a Zeman. Everything is great. Yeah? What do the 3 people do? What are they supposed to do? So they're silent. They answer rather to the Zeman. Okay, everything is good. Now, what do they need to wait until? Says the Magen Avraham, they just need to wait until the end of the Zimun. You're with me? Here, even though Shrama said before, if one person is eating with two other people, he needs to wait until the end of Birchas, the first bracha. When you have three people who are answering to seven people, they only need to wait until the end of the Zimun. You're with me? And even more, says the Magen Avraham, when they're done eating, so they answer to your Zimun, now they continue their eating, and now they want to eat some more. An hour later, he finally finishes his meal. He's been has had seven courses so far. They keep on bringing out the food. You're already on supper, and he's still in his lunch. Him and his group, Shlomo and his group over there, want a bench. They can make a new Zimun, because they've got three people. You're with me? Okay. So far, so good. Next step. Why? Why over here, if you've got three people eating but with the seven people, why are the three people now, why do they only need to wait until the end of the Zimun? I thought the Ramah said, if it's one guy with two guys, the one guy needs to be quiet and stop eating until the end of benching, or the end of that first paragraph of benching. Why, when you have three people, does the halacha change? Yeah.
So maybe when you're one and there are two others, you're actually joining the Zimun, so you need to stay for the Hazan. With the second group, you're helping them to say Elokeinu, but you yourself are doing Zimun after the fact.
Says the Mishnah Berurah. He says exactly this point. He says, you are not doing the Zimun. Those three dudes over there are simply combining to make God's name. If I asked you, did those three people perform a Zimun at that point? The answer is
no.
They're simply making God's name. And because they're simply making God's name, they don't have to wait till you finish the first bracha. They only need to wait till you finish the first bracha if they're combining the Zimun. Here they're just making you, so allowing you to say Hashem's name. Everything is good so far.
Does the Ramah comment on that?
He does not, which leads us to his Chaburah. If he did, it would be an easy one-liner. Yeah? And so it gets, you're right, it's going to get even more complex. Okay. So far, answer number, I got two answers to this question. Shalom said, matter-of-factly, the answer is very simple. The answer is that those three people are not combining to the Zimun. They're not benching. They're not Zimuning. They're simply allowing you to say God's name. Answer number one. The problem is the Chazon Ish gives a different answer. He says, yeah, when you have 10 people benching and you say God's name, the Zimun is disconnected from benching. Because there, it's a whole separate process. You're saying God's name. It's a whole new concept. And therefore, of course, he doesn't have to wait for you to say the first paragraph. Because the first paragraph is only important when you're having a Zimun of three. But when you're having a Zimun of 10, it's a whole new animal. It's a God's name type of experience. And therefore, says the Chazon Ish, of course, those three people don't have to wait for you to finish the first paragraph of benching. Because even though they're combining in the Zimun, the whole Zimun experience with 10 ends after the God's name and ends after that point. Okay. Sounds similar to the Mishnah Berurah, but it's different. And I'm going to highlight to you where the difference comes in. Now you have the one guy who just keeps on eating despite the fact that the Sheva Brachos is over. Yeah? You have 9 people who are combined with one person, 10 people. You have a whole chevra of 10 people. 9 people are ready to bench. The one guy is not ready to bench. Everyone's doing the Sheva Brachos or whatever it is, the Zimun. They're all done. They bench everything. And this guy's going on and on and on and on. Okay? He answers. He says, I'll answer to you, Zimun. What does he have to wait until before he could go back and freshen now? Does he have to wait till the end of the first bracha? Or can he say, it's sufficient for me to hear God's name, and I can go back to my eating after the Zimun or not? No. This the Ramah did not touch. The Ramah only touched 2 and 1. And the Magen Avraham didn't touch this question because he talked about 3 people and 7 people. But what about when you got that one, you know, guy who just keeps on eating?
Why would it be any different than
2 and 1? So you're a chnok, you're a machmir. So you're a machmir. Okay, so one second. So I think it's perhaps based on these two reasons. If you say, like the Mishnah Berurah, like Shalom wanted to say, that those three people, when they combine with the seven, they're not doing a Zeman. You know why? Because they are going to make their own Zeman afterwards, because they're a group of three. But this one guy who keeps on fressing over there, he can't make a Zeman later on. Whose Zeman is he combining for? The ten. So according to them, that he is doing a Zeman right now because he has no option to make his own Zeman later on because he's one guy, he better shut up until the end of the bracha, the whole bracha. But if you say like the Chazon Ish, that no, the reason why those three people were able to continue eating right away, not because they weren't part of a Zeman, they were part of a Zeman, but the whole Zeman of 10 ends after saying God's name, because that's a whole new animal, a Zeman of 10. So too over here, says the Chazon Ish, would say the Chazon Ish, this one guy who's fressing away and wants to continue eating for hours afterwards, all he needs to do is hear the Zeman. They've now created this Hashem Zeman concept. He could go back and eat right away. That is another nafkamina. I'll give you another nafkamina. What about those three people? Now go back to our three case, the three and the seven. Can those three people not eat anything after they do the Zeman and just talk for the next 3 hours? Yeah? So 10 people are ready to bench. Seven people say, yeah, look, we got to go. We got to go to work. We're done with this Shavuot Brachos. We've been here for 3 hours already. Chas and Kal came an hour and a half late. You know, well, it was ridiculous already. We're gone. The other three people say, like, look, we're done eating, but we want to sit around and schmooze for another 2 hours. Okay? So the seven people force the three people to make a Zeman. Everyone answers. The seven people are gone. Three people sit there at an empty table for the next 3 hours. Yeah? They're finally ready to bench. Or not 3 hours, okay, the next hour. Yeah? They're finally ready to bench. They haven't put a morsel of food in their mouth since the Zeman. Are they allowed to make a new Zeman or not? Now.
Are they still allowed or have
to? Well, it would be the same. Because if they're allowed to, then they should. Yeah? So, new? So it's very unclear. I would have thought, according to the Mishnah Berurah, that says that they didn't combine with the previous Zeman, they would have to make a new Zeman now, even though they didn't eat a morsel of food. But according to the Chazon Ish, that they did combine with the previous Zeman, because they created a Zeman of Hashem. So then they wouldn't if they want to make a new Zeman now again, they need to eat more bread. However, it's interesting, this kills my whole chabura. It doesn't end very nicely. Mishnah Berurah doesn't seem to agree with me. I would have thought the Mishnah Berurah says they could make a new Zeman, even if they don't eat it all. Mishnah Berurah says they would have to eat more in order to make a Zeman. So now that I just confused you for the last 10 minutes, I'm going to sum it up in a very clear fashion, and then I'll end with the story. Yeah? Or two stories, if that's okay. Yeah? To sum it all up, I know it is extremely confusing, but it happens all the time. One person combines with three people, and the two people want a bench, so the one person needs to wait until the end of the first bracha. That's an easy one, yeah? One person combines with 10 people. I think we could follow the Mishnah Berurah that says we also have to be machmir. He needs to wait until the end of the first bracha. If the other nine are making the Zeman, he really needs to wait until the first bracha. The only time that the three could go back and eat right after the Zeman is in a case where in 3 and 7, or 4 and 6, or even 5 and 5. If you have 5 people are making a Zeman, and they are, or 6 people are making a Zeman, and 4 are waiting there, they can go back to eating immediately after the Zeman. And if they want to make their own Zeman, it sounds like, later on, they have to eat something more. Now, the question is, do they have to eat bread, or do they have to eat something? I wasn't 100% sure myself about it. I think they have to eat bread afterwards, but I may be wrong about that, so don't quote me on that. Don't quote me in general. But on that one, I'm not 100% sure that they have to eat bread, but they would have to eat something. Mishnah Berurah says they have to eat afterwards. Yeah.
For the bread that they ate earlier?
So that's a good question. Do they have kavanah in terms of like making new berachas or shona? Like make a new like hamotzi. Now I don't have to make a new hamotzi, but I think they have to eat new bread in order if they want to make their own zeman. I think so.
But the initial bread that they ate, yeah. they're gonna have kavana to bench for that. So
I hear you. Do they have to bench? I don't think they're benching. I think they're just answering.
And then
it's weird because like that earlier benching bread that you're saying doesn't get like a benching on it per se. I mean, I guess that's this machlokas Mishnah Berurah and Chazanish. Are they included in that original zimun or not? It's very vague. According to Mishnah Berurah, they are not included in that zimun. According to Chazanish, they are included in that zimun. I don't know. The upshot is that we'll end where we started. The upshot is it's sad that Jews, we want to do chesed for each other, it sometimes ends up in fights, and we don't end up doing chesed. No, I don't want to bench, I want to leave, and it gets into a whole hullabaloo, and it leads to these circumstances. So I tell you, they say this about every single gadol, but I've seen about the Alter Rebbe, I've seen about on the other side, I've heard about the Briskers, but it's an important story to Chazer. You know, there's the famous story that Erev Yom Kippur, they're waiting for the Rav in Shul, and they want to start Kol Nidre. And of course, the Rav doesn't come in. You could say it was the Lubavitcher Rebbe. I've heard this about Rav Chaim or whatever it is. But it's the same. It's the same story, but it's true. And finally, he comes in an hour later. They ask him where he was, and he says there was an almana that needed help, you know, in chopping wood. And so the Alter Rebbe went to go chop wood for Erev Yom Kippur, so that she should have, you know, wood and a hot stove or whatever it is, and a heat in honor for Yom Kippur. She shouldn't be cold. And there's stories about Rav Chaim who went to go help people as well. Now, I heard a similar story. I do my exercises during the middle of the day. If my wife's not walking with me, I listen to some shiurim. So I was listening to shiur by Rav Willig, and Rav Willig said over a story, and I never... Rav Willig said, he's not sure if the story is true. So if Rav Willig said the story is not true, so, you know, just take it with a grain of salt. But they say over that the Chafetz Chaim's grandson was learning in Lakewood. Rav Chafetz Chaim's son-in-law was the bochein in YU. He was the tester of YU, got, you know, the entrance exam of Mendel Zaks, I believe, Zichron of Racha, for many years. He used to give the entrance exam to get into YU. Maybe some of you took that entrance exam with Mendel Zaks, I don't know. But I did not. He was even if they're long before I got to YU. And so he had a son who was learning in Lakewood in the early years. And story goes, he didn't show up for Shacharis. Many days he didn't show up for Shacharis. And it got back to Rav Aaron Cutler, or maybe it was Rav Shneur Cutler, I'm not sure when this story exactly happened. Got back to Rav Aaron Cutler, let's say, that Rav Zaks is not coming to Shacharis. So that is Bizyonis, the grandson of the Chafetz Chaim. Mr. Brewer talks about Tzvi Tzipor, not coming to Shacharis. He has to investigate. So he goes to Rav Zaks, and he says to him, what's Pshat? You're not coming to Shacharis, it's yeshiva. You have to show up. You're in a kol here. You know, you got to come to Shacharis. So he says, the truth is, there's a young woman in the community who has five kids, and she needs help every morning getting the kids out to bus and breakfast. And like, you know, so past few weeks, I've been helping her out, and it's makes her life a lot easier. And so I hope you understand. That's why I haven't been davening Shacharis with a minion. So for Aaron Colors, wow, so who's this woman that needs help? Says so my wife. The lesson is so again, it's not clear that it says Rav Willig that the story actually happened. It's also not clear that this is a psak halacha. You know, people could use this as sometimes as an excuse. You know, I know many friends who have used this as an excuse. Oh yeah, my wife needs help, and they're sitting there on their phone, and they're not really. Half the time, you're not much of a help. At least for myself, you're not much of a help, as much of a hindrance for your wife in the morning. But the idea is that chesed, especially easy chesed. You know, there's not many things in life that are as easy as answering to a zimun, and you would be surprised at how often this can boil into a fight amongst people who are previously eating together very nicely, and this was, all right, I gotta go, zimun. You should know that Allah already built in this system for you, that one person can make a zimun, even if it's 1 in 9, if the 9 are willing to allow the 1 to make the zimun, then they're allowed to do so. They can't force, the 1 can't force the 9, but you see already, halacha already allows for this concept of chesed. We should be zocha, that we should really take this to heart, and especially for easy chesedim, especially chesed also as well, that starts at the home, if you have a group of people that are all relatives eating together, this is, as the story goes, is an easy chesed to fulfill. We should be zocha, we should take this chesed to heart, and we should make zimunim and include people and focus on the inclusive as opposed to the exclusive.
Would you know the case where it's like 1 in